with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A church in St. Paul, Minnesota was disrupted by anti-ICE protesters, provoking this response from the national religious broadcaster.
President and CEO Troy Miller has issued a statement saying in part, quote, NRB stands unapologetically for the First Amendment freedoms of speech and religion, empowering Christian communicators in the church and beyond. Houses of worship are inviolable sanctuaries, shielded by law from such vile intrusions. When mobs cross that line to bully and terrorize, they endanger the liberties of all Americans. NRB calls on church leaders, Christian communicators, and believers everywhere to rally with urgency to protect our faith. We call on law enforcement at every level to prosecute these offenders, ensuring churches remain bastions of peace, worship, and unyielding protection under the law, unquote. George Williams, Washington.
President Donald Trump has linked his aggressive stance on Greenland to last year's decision to not award him the Nobel Peace Prize.
At the Davos Forum in Switzerland, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent responded.
And I think it's complete canard that the president will be doing this because of the Nobel Prize. The president is looking at Greenland as a strategic asset for the United States.
The president's message was to Norway's Prime Minister, Jonas Gahr Støre.
He
said the president is very preoccupied with the Nobel Peace Prize, and I've explained to him many times that it's an award given by a Norwegian committee, not the Norwegian government. I'm Ed Donahue.
More than 100 vehicles smashed into each other or slid off the interstate in Michigan as snow fueled by the Great Lakes blanketed the state. The massive pileup Monday prompted the Michigan State Police to close both directions of Interstate 196 just southwest of Grand Rapids. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is packing his bags. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The popular evangelist is preparing for his first overseas gospel festival of 2026. Graham is scheduled to preach January 24th and 25th to crowds in the Cambodian city of Siem Reap. Cambodia is involved in a border dispute with Thailand that has erupted into violence recently. And Graham says, quote, all the suffering is heartbreaking. I want to remind people there is hope. I am coming to share the message of the Bible and peace through Jesus Christ. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christian legal experts are hopeful the Supreme Court will uphold state laws that ban males from playing on female sports teams. John Bursch of Alliance Defending Freedom says, quote, I think there are cultural, political, and legal headwinds all supporting this notion that it's just a lie that a man can be a woman. The Supreme Court is expected to deliver a decision this summer. This is SRN News. Southern California Edison has filed lawsuits against Los Angeles County, local water agencies, and the Southern California Gas Company.
The utility claims a series of missteps made last year's Eaton fire more deadly. The fire killed 19 people and destroyed more than 9,400 homes. It took nearly a month to extinguish. SoCal Edison claims county agencies failed to send timely evacuation warnings and that water agencies didn't provide enough water for firefighters. They also blame SoCal Gas for delayed gas shutoffs. Rich Thomason reporting.
Hackers have disrupted Iranian state TV to air footage supporting the exiled crown prince. The video urged security forces not to target civilians. It comes amid nationwide protests and a crackdown that has killed at least 4,000 people. More details at SRNnews.com.